Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. Hope you all are having a wonderful day and enjoying your weekend. Today I would like to do a short podcast episode. I don't particularly plan on this one being very long because I don't think there's too much to go over, but we'll see how long it ends up being. And what I want to talk about is two things. The first thing, they sort of go hand in hand with each other. If you follow me on Instagram, which if you don't, or if you don't know that I had an Instagram, right, you can find my page. My tag, my handle is underscore. There's an underscore before the first thing in my username, and then followed by Lucas Hawthorne, which is my name. So that's underscore Lucas Hawthorne. You can find me, or you can just type in Lucas Hawthorne in the search bar. I'm probably the first result. And so on my page, if you look there, you might have noticed that I recently wrote a story called Rewind. And what I want to talk about in this podcast episode is sort of my creative process with how I go about writing my stories. And that's the first thing. I kind of want to talk about that. For anybody out there who's aspiring to be a writer, an author, somebody who likes writing stories, how to improve the quality of their writing, you can find, hopefully, you'll find this episode helpful with me sharing my creative process. And at the same time in this episode, another thing that I want to talk about is a way of being patient with yourself and how you can avoid judging yourself if a specific method doesn't work. And what I mean by that is this. First of all, let me tell you how my creative process works, and I will immediately follow this up with some advice, or I might even just pair the two together. We'll see how it plays out. And so one thing to understand is, well, okay, first of all, I did say I was going to start off with my creative process. What I usually do before writing stories is, and this is what works for me, is I always make sure to make an outline, right? If you're going to be writing a book, writing a story, whether it's short or long, right? What I end up doing, as you can see on my Instagram page, is I divided Rewind and my previous story, Origins, into four chapters. I usually like to keep my stories 4 chapters long. I find that's like just the good length. That's not too long and not too short. And before I begin writing any part of the story, I make an outline. And what the outline serves is a sort of framework to base the actual story around. So as I was coming up with Rewind, I laid out on a document on my computer what would be in the first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter. I think about what I want the whole story to look like. What's the theme of the story? Rewind, the theme that I came up with was time travel, right? And so, how can I create a time travel story that fits into 4 chapters? And this is important, making an outline, because if you don't make an outline and you just begin writing the story right away, you might not keep track of yourself. The story has to progress through a beginning, right? You know, beginning, middle, end, right? That's very cliche, very common knowledge. That's what stories have: beginnings, middles, and ends. And deeper, on a deeper level, there are more precise points labeled as like the exposition in the beginning, the, I don't even remember all the terms, but there's a climax, right? Which is at the tippity top of the point of the problem, right? The biggest, there's like a build up from the exposition, from the beginning, that builds up from the middle. And it keeps on going up, and the problem intensifies. And after the climax, there's sort of a resolution, or like there's a point where the problem starts being solved, and then there's an ending, right? I don't remember all the stuff exactly word for word, or what those terms are, but creating an outline helps me establish from the get-go, before I begin writing any part of the story, what do I want to see happen in this entire story? How are we going to start the story off? How are we going to introduce the problem? How is that problem going to present itself and make the protagonist go through these challenges and hardships? And what is the worst point of the story? What is a bad thing that happens that, unexpected happens? And then how does the protagonist go about solving it? And then finally, the conclusion of the story, right? Where does everything end? What happens to the protagonist? What happens to the problem that the protagonist faced? And once you know that, once you know all of that, then you can start writing your story. And because I compress my story into 4 chapters, I start dividing into four chapters. Which chapters will include the exposition? When do I introduce the problem? What chapter? When does the problem get worse in which chapter? When does the resolution start being reached in which chapter? And where is the conclusion? Obviously, it's going to be in the fourth chapter, but how am I going to get there? Right? And I have to measure and make sure that everything fits into four chapters. And if I don't make the outline, I don't know, like, I could spend two chapters writing just the beginning of the story. And I'm like, wait a minute, I only have two chapters left. And I never even introduced the problem. And that's something that could happen if you're not careful with an outline to sort of measure you and keep you in check. Then you can write too much or write too little. Having an outline helps you pace yourself. So if you're writing a book, for instance, or if you're writing a longer story than longer than four chapters, have like a bullet, have like a list of bullet points for each chapter. Let's say you want to write a book that's 20 chapters long, that consists of one story. Make sure you understand, like I said, fully what you want to write in those 20 chapters. How many of those chapters are you going to devote to introduction? At what chapter is the problem being introduced? When do things get, you know, disturbed and made worse, exacerbated, right? And then finally, when does the problem reach its worst? Which chapter? When does the protagonist start solving the problem? And in which chapters is the conclusion? And so having this outline sort of helps keep you in check. And so that is what works for me. And now this is where we get to the second thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode is patience with yourself and not judging yourself. And this is important. And I've talked about this several times beforehand, but I think it would really help when I apply it to what I just talked about, which is, you know, my creative process for writing. And so one thing that is very, very important for you to understand, right? Whether this is you listening, whoever's listening to this, maybe you are an aspiring writer and hopefully what I just outlined as my creative process helped you. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you want to be a movie director. Maybe you want to be a better painter, a better music artist, a better singer, a better coder, a better gamer. Whatever it is you're aspiring to do, whatever it is you're trying to get better at, you can look to other people as like, okay, like for me, for instance, if you're trying to be a better writer, you can listen to what I'm saying and the things that I outlined as what works for me. And it might work for you. If you try to do what works for me and it works for you, then that's great, right? Success often is the result of it depends on several factors, but what can help your chances of success is mimicking what somebody who has already succeeded is doing, and then copying what they're doing and applying it to your own circumstances and situation, and you can reproduce those successful results, or at least it boosts your chances of success when you copy what has already proven to work. Now here's the thing, here's where the patience part comes in. If you try what I just said, in the example of you trying to be a better writer, right? If you are trying to be a better writer and you try to do what I just did, right? You made an outline, you divided the story into several chapters, however many there is for your story, and you tried to have everything outlined, and let's say for some reason this doesn't work for you. You end up writing your story and it doesn't come out the way you wanted it to, or your story flops, or you just don't like it for whatever reason, right? That is fine. I think a lot of people make this mistake where they take, let's say, a proven model. Like, because if you think my writing is good, and it's obviously not the best, right? There are amazing writers out there. I think I'm a pretty decent writer, and it's something that I want to work on and improve on. And if you think my writing is good and you try to copy it and it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean, now this is the most important part, that doesn't mean you are incompetent or bad or stupid or dumb or incapable. It doesn't mean those things, okay? You might try something that has worked for somebody else, but that doesn't mean it always works for you. Because we are human beings, we are different. We have our own ways of doing things, right? Anybody who is decently fluent in a language, like English, for instance, right? Anybody who speaks basic English can write a story. that doesn't mean just because everyone can reach that finish line that we all reach it the same way. Just because people with basic speaking skills and writing skills can write stories, it doesn't mean we all reach that story completion the same way. We all have our own ways of doing things, right? If you're running a race that's 1 mile long with somebody else, they might run it at a pace of 5 miles an hour. I mean, that's probably walking, right? And you might go at it at 4 miles an hour. And if I was completely off, by the way, I am bad with numbers. I'm very bad at placing values on things. I'm very bad at sort of visualizing numbers. So if 5 miles an hour is faster than what I just said or slower, then forgive me, I'm bad with numbers. But the point is, just because you and somebody else can run a race, one at 5 miles an hour, the other at 4 miles an hour, and you both run that race, it doesn't mean you got there the same way. You went at different paces. You had your own different speeds. The same thing applies to anything out there that you're aspiring to do. Whether it's writing a book or making better music or making better paintings, becoming a better cook, whatever it is. Just because people can do the same thing, bake a cake or make a pizza or make a song, it doesn't mean you all do it the same way. That's the whole talk about the creative process. What I just shared with you with writing is how I write my stories, because that's what works for me. It might not work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, that is okay. What it means is you just need to find your creative process, what works for you. And you need to explore different methods and different ways of trying to reach that end goal. Because like I said before, we are all human beings, we are different, and we don't always reach the goal. We don't always reach the goal the same way. We have our own ways of doing things. That's why there's no one size fits all. Just because this works for some person or for some people doesn't mean you automatically that works for you. You just have to experiment and try different things. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. Don't feel bad. Don't judge yourself if one method doesn't work. Okay? That just means, oh, that pair of pants doesn't fit. You gotta try on another pair of pants. If the next pair of pants is too big, oh, just find another pair of pants. You have to keep trying different things. Don't try on one pair of pants, it's too tight, and you think, oh, sucks for me, this will never work out, and so you stop trying on pants altogether. Don't think like that, right? If one pair of pants doesn't work, try another one. If that one doesn't work, try another one. Do not judge yourself and beat yourself up if one thing doesn't work. That's very important, because I don't want any of you listening to this trying one particular method. I don't want you to end up trying one thing and it doesn't work out for you, so you give up entirely. If you keep on doing that, then you'll never get to where you want to be, because you'll try one thing and you'll give up. Don't do that. Doesn't mean just because something doesn't work for you that you won't ever reach that goal or that you can't. You might not be able to do something in one way, but that doesn't mean you can't do it at all. There's a very, very, very big difference between the two things. Okay, I'll say that again. You not being able to do something in one particular way is not the same thing as you not being able to do it at all. Okay? If someone named Johnny out there writes this guide on how to bake a perfect cake, and you take Johnny's guide and you end up making a mess and the cake doesn't turn out well, that doesn't mean you cannot bake a cake. It just means using Johnny's method, you were unable to bake a cake. And then you see another guide written by Mary, and you try out Mary's way of baking a cake, and it works out perfectly. See? You can bake a cake. Just because Johnny's method didn't work for you doesn't mean you are incapable of baking a cake. As you can see, I'm trying to find several different ways that I can say this to hopefully help you understand that you shouldn't give up if one process fails. So hopefully for the writers out there listening, my creative process was helpful. Hopefully if you're out there listening to this and you're judging yourself and you're beating yourself up, hopefully you don't do that. And hopefully this message helped you understand that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay that the cake doesn't come out perfectly the first time. You just have to find a different method that works for you. Don't give up. You can do it. Just look for the method that works for you. We are different human beings. We have different ways of doing things. So just keep that in mind. Okay. And so with that said, I think that was a solid 15 minutes. I think I'm going to put a couple stars on this episode because I think it's important to remember and look back on. No matter how much time passes, it's hopefully going to stand out for people when they're struggling with their own creative processes or in their aspirations to do or get better at something. Hopefully they'll be able to look back on this episode and not judge themselves so harshly or beat themselves up, and instead find that determination to keep trying to do it over again in a different way. And so with that said, thank you for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate the support. I know my audience has grown more on my podcast recently, and it seems to be a rather consistent growth. And so I really do appreciate the new support that I'm receiving. Thank you very, very much. I hope you stick around, and hopefully we get to, you know, talk a little more about some things. Although really it's me talking and you listening, but of course the discussion is always open if you want to leave a voice message or a DM or a comment somewhere. And I will see you all next time, guys. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.